The question was asked, if someone dies in a home, do you have to throw out all the food? And the answer is no. The food will generally all become tamei. It's all defiled, and whoever eats it, touches it, will become defiled. But you're allowed to eat it. The only thing is the water in that house. Our custom is that we pour out the water in that house. Why do we pour out the water in that house and the three houses surrounding it? So there are two opinions as to why we do it. One opinion is that it's worded like this. Scary idea. Our sages say when the angel of death visits a house, so after he brings it that someone will be deceased, he has to wipe off his sword from the blood of that person, and he wipes it off in the water of that house or the three surrounding houses. So we're worried that there's going to be, so to speak, blood from the deceased in the waters of that house or the surrounding houses. If you want to translate that to our terms today, you could imagine that maybe they meant germs or something else that were around from the deceased. So that's one interpretation. It says because the angel of death cleans off his sword in the waters of that house and the three houses surrounding it. Another understanding is that we don't overtly say someone died. We try not to be the bearers of bad news. So how did you let people know that someone died? Well, water was a scarce commodity. You had to go out to a well and draw every drop of water. Could you imagine that? Anytime you want a cup of water to drink, anytime you want to do laundry, anytime you want to take a bath, you got to go out and fetch water. It's a lot of work. So people didn't just pour out clean water. By taking your clean water from the house and pouring it outside the house, that was something that was abnormal. And that was a way of indicating someone died in the house. And then the three houses surrounding would ordinarily find out very fast. And they too would pour out their water. And that was a way of showing that someone was deceased without overtly saying it. So that's that was a way of spreading the word without actually saying it. So that's the second interpretation as to why we do it. It was a sign that people made to show that someone had passed away. So that's two interpretations that are quoted in Halacha. But other than that, food that was present when a person passed away is edible. Yeah.